I will give some Psalms and also another scripture here as to the promises that are associated with you as a person holding on to the integrity, all right, and what will be the outcome. And you pray things like this. Psalm 125. We'll read the entire Psalm. So let's start from verse 1. I think it's 5 verses there. Psalm 125. Yeah. They that trust in the Lord. Now, it is said in a particular context, and see the context. They that trust in the Lord shall be at Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. Now, the next verse. It says, as the mountains are around about Jerusalem, so the Lord is around his people from henceforth forever. So, if you trust the Lord, you as a mountain, and then the Lord is around you again as mountains. Verse 3. Now, what's this trust about? For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous, is what the Bible says, put forth their hand to iniquity. So God will not allow the rod of the wicked to rest. God knows this, or else you'll be tempted to put your hand to iniquity. Verse 4, do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. Verse 5, it says, for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall, it says, lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel. In other words, the man that refuses to turn aside to crooked ways, God says that the rod of the wicked cannot rest upon your lot. Cannot. In other words, that's the problem. So it's not as though, oh, well, you see, we are not going to do this, but we know we're going to suffer terribly. They are going to, no. The rod of the wicked will not. Now, Psalm 24, another psalm here. It says there, Psalm 24, from verse 1. The earth is the Lord's. Now, hear what it's saying. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. This is the context in which he said this. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established upon the floods. Next verse. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Verse 5. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. So the man that said, I will have clean hands, God says, let me tell you this, the earth belongs to me and the fullness thereof, and such a person will receive blessings from me. Job chapter 22 from verse 29 and 30, because we have been wired to think that corruption is what is profitable. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. But in what context was this said? He shall deliver the island of the innocent, and it is delivered by the pureness of the hands. That's the context. So when a man decides that I am not going to get myself stained, God looks at that person in the midst of it and says, here you are going to rise within this kingdom of men, all right, God is going to bring about an ascension. And this was the secret to the ascension there, or the growth there of Daniel and his friends. They purposed in their heart that they will not defile. Now, what the enemy is trying to tell us is that you cannot, but there is the blessing that comes from God, who is the creator and the one who owns the earth. And it says that blessing rests upon a person that will deal. But you have to pray these things. In other words, that's the intent of God. So is thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. God has shown you its intent. You pray that. So as you are participating in, all right, this walking uprightly, you are praying these things into your life, saying that this is the pathway, right, through which the blessings of God will rest upon your life. That's the second thing. The third thing you must understand is this. This entire world that we live in is a trade center. The world is designed as a center for trade. All the movement in the world is buying and selling. Let me repeat, you are in a trade center. Buying and selling is going on. And therefore, how well you will do, all right, is based on the quality of what you bring to the marketplace. In other words, we ask you in clear terms, what are you trading with? Even Jesus told the men who are going to occupy and become governor over cities, he gave them talents and said, go and trade with that. And when they came back, 5 said, I brought another 5. 10 said, I brought another 10. He said, you'll be governor over 10, you'll be governor over 5. In other words, you must understand. That's why Satan knows this. In Revelation 13, 17, he knows that you are not in just some religious space. You are in a trading place. Nations are built on trade. The essence of nations is about trade. The essence of this country is trade. The essence of America is trade. The essence of England is trade. These places are trading centers. So he said, nobody will buy or sell. That no man, he said, to put the mark of beast on people to get them to do it, just go to trade and say nobody will trade except he has that mark. He knows it is all about trade. Therefore, in engaging with this world, you must understand that you are bringing, particularly when you are not going the way of corruption. Now, the reason why we don't see this in this part of the world is that because most of the money is being gotten by corruption, so you don't really have to trade with anything that is of anything there. So what happened there is that it's a trade. And the issue is, what do you come? That's why Daniel, the next thing was that you could see expertise, right? 10 times more understanding. We are not doing corruption, but they are 10 times more understanding. So they came to the marketplace with a product, with a service that no other person had. And you have to come into the game with something. In other words, you've got to develop yourself, right? You've got to come with something that you can look around and say, we are not more than 3 people that can deliver at this particular level. This core skill thing, all right, this product here, this service, this is what we are bringing here to the table. So there has to be constant, all right, and I call this management of self. In other words, you have to manage your own self. Now, the next step is managing others, which we'll get to, which is building relationships. But managing your own self. In other words, making yourself the best, all right, that can be. I was reading something during the financial crisis, and they were saying that bank CEOs in England, you know, Bank of England, they were taking too much money, all right, and we need to find... Somebody told them, the politician said, listen, they are only about... He said, we can count the people on our hands that can manage banks of this size. We can count on our hands in Britain. If you remove these guys, your banks will collapse. These are the people that know how to do it. In other words, they have built themselves over the years. So the reason why they can say they are going home with a cut of £100 million is because they know that we are only few that can do this. If you only 5 people that can operate on a certain thing, all right, and you say we are demanding $1 million for the operation, the rest we can do pro bono, but we are demanding $1 million. The day somebody who has $400 million in his account has it, he will give you the $1 million begging yourself to do the operation properly, because he knows that if you don't do it properly, the $399 million goes to waste. So the fewer the people that can deliver the product, the higher. You follow what I'm saying here? So it's important that you understand it. Every child, if a parent is releasing the child into society, you have to give the child, must leave the house with a skill or something that they are bringing to the table. That's what families are for, which means that only few people, that's the advantage that they have. So it's important, all right, because every form of promotion will come from referrals, and which means that somebody mentioned your name. And it's based on the quality of work that you are doing. If we read the Bible, it's the quality of work. So Daniel, why were they promoted? The quality of work that they did there. Put up Daniel chapter 5 here. I believe it's verse 14. Daniel 5. And this is what always happens. I have even heard of thee. In other words, the king sent for him. He said, I have heard of thee. And then later on, when his Nebuchadnezzar's son came, he said, they told me in the days of my father, it was you. All right? That the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. In other words, I have heard of thee. So you do things well, people will begin to hear of you. You do it well, people will begin to hear of you. And do not despise the days of small beginnings. All right? I must get into this. And one of the things that is putting pressure, I mean, somebody was preaching 2 weeks ago in this doctor, Yemen Steiker, and said they had, I think, within 2 weeks, 10 patients who were under 42 who had stroke. They had a stroke, and this is based on the kind of pressure that is coming in society. And a lot of this pressure is coming from social media. Are you following me? Social media is creating more pressure on people. Because you go and look at fake things and you start wanting to die in your house. You go there, you look at photographs, you feel that, you know, everybody's moving, what's happening to me? All right? You look at that, everybody's, what's happening to me? All right? I mean, I was joking with somebody. I went to Benin to preach on my way back. I mean, it was this minister that when she was in Thailand, I said, listen, you know, because I had seen something that happened. They were interviewing this young, he was an American, all right, singer. And I think he put a photograph on Instagram. I just bumped into it. And he put a photograph on Instagram. He was traveling from maybe Atlanta to New York. So what happened was he put a photograph on Instagram. He said, travel day. And it was this white private jet. This thing was out there. And the Maybach was there. And he posted it. So everybody believed he was flying. All right, maybe. And people began to comment, man, you're doing well. But somebody on the plane to put on his phone and saw a travel day. Ah, so this guy is beside me on Delta now. So what the guy now did was that he moved back and took a photograph of you and said, we are together on Delta. Now that caused a lot of problems, but everybody was looking about. So this person was telling me, I said, ah, let me show you. I was in Arico. I took a photograph, but there was nobody behind me. So the way I took the photograph looked like a private jet. I said, I'm flying private. This is just to tell you. He said, Pastor, when you get private? When you get private? I said, nah, I recall from this. What? Sometimes you see people, they will take this photograph on the plane. All right. We are flying floss cars. You look, nobody else is in the plane. Those planes are stationary. Maybe somebody took them in to take photographs. But people now go under pressure. And the pressure now makes people hasty. And once you are hasty, you can't play by the rules. Are you following me? Once there's pressure, you cannot play by the rules. So there's that hastiness everybody's trying to. And, you know, if I have a friend, and she's doing very well. She works in Amazon in Seattle. She said, I don't go on Instagram because even with my good job, I get depressed after looking. That when I look at what some people, and all these things, fake news. All right? People get depressed. All right? So people can't even follow, self-believe that one. How is this other person doing it? All right? So what are you bringing down to the marketplace? Ask yourself. And the world is growing very fast. I mean, I was listening to the teachers' conference, and one guy said, listen, this is a digital age. Back then, I mean, think about it, 40 years ago, a lady doesn't know how to make okra. She'll be looking for the mother or auntie driving, and there's even no mobile phone to call. Said, but now you don't even have to move. Just go on YouTube, how to make okra. So, and that 28 ways will come out. They will even show you the pot that you don't know how to use. What to pour? You understand what I'm saying here? So what's going on? And what's happening with people is, you know, you hold your 5 loaves. Let me tell you why. Listen to the. It was when I was preaching, God showed me. Let me tell you why. God, when you started work and all that, they said they didn't pay me enough and all of that. Now, God gives the kingdom to the basest of men so that when they rise, they will have compassion on the poor and the weak. The only problem in this country is that when people rise, they cut off the poor. But so that when you rise. So the reason why they are paying you so small is not that whether this is not God's will for me. No. God wants you to understand. So when you are running a corporation with 3,000 people and you see your gate man, you understand what it means to have a salary that cannot pay all your bills. That's why Jesus, the Bible says that he might be touched with the feelings of their infirmity, and for him to be compassionate had to start where everybody starts. So that when a person says, I have problem praying, Jesus understands. It's not because you are not going to grow. Don't despise the five loaves. Every five loaves and two pieces of fish, everything you are holding can feed a multitude if you turn it over to God. So somebody sits down and says, what do you employ me out as a front desk person? Go on the internet. What does a front desk person do? How can and build your skill? All right? And grow. Now, somebody else is saying in this society, well, is even complaining. I'm a graduate of social and so academic. And you can see that that's why there's no growth. So, all right? Make God your source. Give him glory for everything. Avoid corruption. Manage yourself. Develop skill. Then the other one that many times Christians don't know is management of others. In other words, building of relationships. Understanding wherever you are in the kingdom of men, they are gatekeepers. They are influencers. Young man told me once, said he went to meet an elderly man. He said, how come you are doing all these things? Is it by praying and fasting? The man answered him in Yoruba. And what the old man said, it is the people that are inside the house that can open the door for you outside to enter. Do you understand what we're saying? Daniel will never have seen any king if the prince of Eunuch did not allow him. Mordecai will not have been rewarded. It wasn't Mordecai that told the king. Mordecai had never seen the king. It was somebody that told the king that somebody has done something. And when the king was going to reward, he asked that person, have we rewarded the guy? He didn't even know who he was. They could have brought anybody to him. They could have said, this is Mordecai. So when you are operating in a kingdom of men and working in an organization, you have two assignments. Develop yourself, mastery there, bring excellent product and service, but also develop powerful relationships. You can't have a chip on your shoulder. You can't walk in and don't greet people and say, listen to me, I'm an intelligent person, I know what I'm doing, I'm a smart person, and all that. And listen, they will shut you down. And God will authorize it. All right. When you build relationships, and all right, and you throw this open, everybody you build relationships, you build social contracts. That's what happened. So, I mean, that's what Jesus was saying. He said the children of this world are in their generation wiser. If you read what he was saying, he said they understand that relationships are more important than money. Anybody that lacks funds to do a project lacks friends, not funds. Because there are funds somewhere to do it, it's just that the people that have it are not opening the door. And you might not even have to know the person, but somebody that you knew could know that person and get that door open for you. Listen, when you build relationships, relationships will do things for you that you would think take 50 years. So you are in there not to be arrogant. Are you following what I'm saying? And you build these relationships, I'm going to continue next week, everywhere. You have a party in your house, don't just call the driver. Call security guards. Show them hospitality. You are boss at work, but when they come to your house, you and your wife or you and your husband attend to them like you want to serve you. You don't know what those things do on the earth. All right? Invest into people. Look, some doors will not open. It's people that open doors on the earth, though. The Bible says, not holding to the head, through which nourishment is ministered through joints and bands. Even when God is pouring things to you, he goes through people. And the angel can come and whisper your name, and they tell the angel, they don't know it's an angel, but you are praying and the angel is whispering your name. Hey, hey. And they tell the angel. Now if they knew it was an angel, they would agree. But since they just feel it's a thought coming, I'll say never. So understand this. Building relationships. All right? That's the way God has designed this thing. Build relationships. All right? When people do things and you will be surprised. where the doors will begin to open for you. And things will begin to come back. Cast your bread upon the waters. It will come back to you. Invest in people. All right. So you are in a place. You are not just there. Number one, you are not building relationships as a lazy person. Are you following what I'm saying here? You are bringing to the table things that vary. And the way to do that is continuous improvement of yourself. If you dedicate 1 hour a day, just even on the internet, to growing your knowledge base concerning what you are doing, within 1 year, you will be talking like an expert. Because most people are there watching other things. But then when you begin, all right, to have these qualities, do not have a chip on your shoulder. Don't, you know, talk in a condescending way. Don't, you know, don't do all these kind of things there, right? You just read the Bible. You read the Bible. You'll find out that David, when he was trying, it could have been a business. This is the way God did it. He was trying to recover all what has been stolen. Some people did not know the importance of people. Somebody got injured, they left him and went. He was the one David saw. The guy could not fight. The guy had no resources, but he had information. He said, I will tell you how to enter that camp and take everybody out. And he showed them the way there. All right? So, very important in terms of relationship. When God was going to get the prophecy to pass, it was 4 lepers that he used. This is to show you that sometimes even the lowest people are the people that can mention your name, that have private audience. Look, you think about it. They will tell you to see the president of the country, one-on-one, or to see somebody one-on-one. This is the protocol you might go through. I hope you know the driver is in the office, the car, only with him. That thing you are using protocol, he is seated with him. You don't know? What you are looking for, what you call driver is, if he turns around and you don't know the kind of relationship they have, if he just turns around and says that, you know, this gentleman has been coming, he's a very good man, it can change things. Look, I've seen, this is my electrician I called, because they know. I don't joke. If you are part of my inner staff, my painter, when he used to paint for me, when he told me he was getting married, I said, mushy guy. That when he's painting, he was dancing Fuji all the way. I told him, I said, come, you have a car you want to use. Say, why? I said, no, guy, take my car now. My driver will carry it. You must go in style. You think those kind of people, they hear anything on the streets? When we got to have a colleague with our shops in front, there was a woman there. She will carry, back then in the 90s, Ghana must go millions. She will tell area boys, take it to my next shop. I will say, how are you doing this? She will say, Pastor, leave it. We work with people that know the secrets of God. The day somebody stole her bag, her friend's bag, in front of the shop, she came out, my friend's bag. The head of the area boy said, Madam, they stole your friend's bag. Say yes. Say wait. They brought the bag and the guy. They told her, check everything that is inside that place. So I learned something from her. So all the area there, me and the Okada ride, we are very close. Back then, there used to be fuel queue, diesel queue. When there's queue, I told somebody, watch, me I will get. He said, how? I said, yeah. There's a way you leave that you will get. As the Okada, I said, Okada, come. Pastor, how are you? I said, I need diesel for Sunday. Just wait. They will not only bring the 2 kegs, they will, all right, fill it. Now, so even though I wasn't a big man, but I was operating like a big man, you understand what I'm saying? Never lacked diesel. But it wasn't from the high and mighty, it was from the because they knew where the Duzu was. They had the friends there. They knew how to. Are you from Kenya? So there are many things going. Look, that's why the Bible says God has chosen the poor. Arrogance has no profit. Listen, to be fronting has no profit. If you do your shoulders, that's all you gain. Your shoulders. That is all. Your reward has been given to you. Are you following what I'm saying? Yeah? Praise the Lord. Mingle there with them. That's why the Bible says, condescend to men of low estate. Apart from the fact that many things, you also get to understand how they feel about things. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word, and by the power of your spirit, I ask that this truth be established in our hearts, expand within our consciousness, and bring forth fruits within our lives. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening.